Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 14th episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and let's get into the episode, but let me tell you about Anchor. So, we're going to rate all the rarities in Brawl Stars, so yeah, let's get right into it. So, I'm going to say the worst is going to be Trophy Road. We're actually counting Shelly in the Trophy Road, so yeah. But why you chose a Trophy Road, I was thinking about maybe going Legendary, but then I remembered that they have Spike, so then I maybe went Rare. But then they have Barley and Poco, and Rosa could be really powerful with that star power in some gem grab maps. But yeah, because they don't have anyone too good, but they have a lot of people that are bad. Like, they have Brock, and maybe Ems is pretty good, and Bogue's pretty good, but they have Shelly, Jesse, Bull, Colt. Well, actually, Colt's below average, and then Nita's not that good either. So yeah, Trophy Road is going to be coming in last place for the rarities. So, second to last is actually going to be the legendaries. So, I think that, the rare, sorry. So, the rares are going to be coming in second to last place just because they aren't good as any other rarity. Because, Chromatics, I guess, kind of were in the race for this, but not really. So yeah, that is going to be that. So Chromatics are not actually even going to be this slot, but legendaries are. So the legendaries are coming in third to last, and it's just because Leon and Crow are such bad brawlers. Amber a little bit above or below average, somewhere around average. Sandy, above average. Spike is dominant, but the thing is, he just can't carry the whole legendary. He's definitely a very good brawler, but he's not good enough to be. If he was the best brawler, I don't even think that I would say legendaries are fourth to last. I would say that they're probably still last. So yeah, legendaries coming in fourth to last. So, not fourth to last. Third to last, sorry. So the next one is going to be the Chromatics. So, the Chromatics are pretty good. They're not as good as the Mythics or Epics, but they're pretty good. Lou is a very strong brawler, especially after her three buffs. Surge is a pretty good brawler. I think he's pretty underrated. I think he's above average. Gale's really good in Hot Zone, not too well in other modes. Colette is a very, very strong brawler. But yeah, that just does not match up to the Epics. They're a very good, brawler rarity. They're very, very good. But it's just going to have the Epics and Mythics higher. So coming in second is going to be the Epics. So you probably guessed this. The Epics are really, really strong, but they're nowhere close to the Mythics. But the only problem with their their Epic team is Divi, I would say, is above average with her star powers. Frank is average, maybe a little bit below even. Piper is a little bit below average, but Pam and B and Nani are very good brawlers. Nani might be like just like above average, not so good, but yeah, they are really good brawlers, because the only people who are not too good is probably Piper and maybe Frank. But if you use Frank right, he could be very useful as a tank. And same with Piper as a sniper. That rhymed. But yeah, so Epics are a very, very good brawler rarity, and I'm so happy that I finally got all of them. B is actually especially really strong against tanks, and they have like one specialty, almost a lot of them, that is just so good, because like you don't want to be using a brawler in, like you won't be wanting to use Crow in heist, you'll be wanting to use him in showdown, or yeah. But yeah, Epics are gonna be second. So you guys probably guessed this from the start, obviously, because this one, the Mythics are just way too good. So yeah, Tara, almost all of them are good except Mortis, but Mortis is above average just because of his movement speed. And charges his super, and then once he charges his super, he could just cycle that and then just farm kill, and it's very, very good. Let me see other brawlers. Max, she could just burst down brawlers and then use that movement speed to either get away or chase down a different one. Who's the other? Oh, Sprout? He could just stand behind a wall, just farm killing. It's crazy. I know they nerfed his damage, but it's still enough damage to kill everybody. Maybe not actually everybody, because as long as you know how to play Sprout, he's just so good. So that's going to be all for the rarity episodes. Thank you for listening to the 14th episode. And yeah, make sure to join the Discord server, and I'll see you guys next time.